at the 9 a.m. service with my family in attendance, I had the chance to wish my now 10-year-old a happy birthday today, and then commented that probably the way not to prepare for a homily on a Sunday is to have 5, 9, and 10-year-olds at a sleepover the night before. So bear with me. As George said, my name is Rick Bradley, and I have to tell you how I came to be the parishioner before you to share my stewardship story. For many of you who have come before me to share your story, you know how this works. If you've been an involved parishioner as a ministry leader or on vestry or served in some other capacity that made you known to others, you just know that your time is coming and you will be asked to stand before the congregation and share your story. I knew my time may be coming, particularly since I'm serving as the stewardship co-chair this year. So I asked Ricky Barker, who's a member of the stewardship committee, if he would line up the two stewardship homilies this year and to work with George on the dates. In my email to Ricky, I asked if he would take on this responsibility, and I offered that if he had a hard time getting people, that I would be willing to share my story. As most of us know, Ricky is a smart man. Less than 10 minutes after I sent the email, I had a response from Ricky with something to the effect of, "Rick, you are exactly who I had in mind. Consider yourself signed up. I'm halfway to my goal." In all seriousness, I'm very honored to stand before you to share my story. Over the years, I've been very moved by the stories that have come before mine, and I hope that my story will speak to you in some meaningful way this morning. I've been attending St. Paul's for over 12 years now. Like many men in the sanctuary, it took a good woman to get me to attend church regularly, to get involved, and to understand the importance of making a financial commitment to St. Paul's. The concept of pledging was not unfamiliar to me, as I knew that my parents pledged to support their Lutheran church while I was growing up. However, like many people, perhaps some of you, I kept thinking that my time to support my church financially would come at some point, just not now. When I met Vicky and we later married, I realized quickly that my time was now. I struggled with this at first. But let me tell you something that happened to me once I committed to a pledge and got involved at St. Paul's. This place, these people, become a part of you. That doesn't happen with just a financial pledge, but it happens, from my experience, when you fully commit to St. Paul's. Through a pledge, through your involvement, and then through allowing the people that are a part of St. Paul's to become a part of you. I mention the people at St. Paul's a lot, don't I? After putting a video together during the stewardship season 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to interview and record about 25 parishioner stories about why they make a financial pledge to St. Paul's. The stories were amazing, and I learned a lot. I think I would categorize the connections that the parishioners have with St. Paul's into three areas. And I believe that it's one, or if you're lucky, several of these connections that cause people to want to make a pledge to St. Paul's. For many people, it's the connection they feel to our clergy, to their homilies, to their teaching, and they're connecting the Word of God to our daily lives. For others, it is the many amazing ministries that this parish supports. Whether it's Care and Share, our new Center for Hope and Healing, the Elderberries, Foyers, Kids Club, Men's Group, Newcomers, Greeters, Curcio, EFM, Youth, ASP, Kairos, or Ted Straub's favorite St. Nicholas, altar guild, choirs, or countless others, many of our parishioners are passionate about our ministries. Finally, I think many people commit to St. Paul's because they recognize that this is their church family. I don't use the word family lightly. I know from my own experience that when you let the people of St. Paul's become a part of your life, you will feel their support over and over. If you've been ill or in the hospital having surgery, someone from St. Paul's will likely be there for support, as many of us have experienced. If your family has experienced some form of crisis, you'll get the calls and visits because people here care about each other. Like many of you, I've been touched and experienced all three of these connections to St. Paul's. But for me, I think I continue to pledge because I want to support this spiritual family that St. Paul's has become. I look around this church on Sundays at the people in the pews, and I'm amazed at what the parishioners of St. Paul's do for this parish, for each other, and for God. What I want the most is for those of you who may be on the periphery at St. Paul's to make a commitment like the one I made 12 years ago. Making a financial pledge to St. Paul's, getting involved in some meaningful way, and letting the people of St. Paul's become a part of you will pay back your financial commitment times 10. It happened to me, and it can happen to you.